You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
It's Friday, it's Urk FM time, episode 130, the unofficial soundtrack for A Moment in Time. We have an epic, a super-duper long episode. We will go long, affiliates. So let's talk to you about what's happening this week on episode 130 of Urk FM, which you can find by going to urkfm.com. This week, we are celebrating the launch of my debut print novel, A Moment in Time. I've been working at this book for nearly a year, and this weekend, we are celebrating the public launch, which is absolutely awesome. So what I thought that I'd do for this week's episode of Urk FM is that I would get together some songs, and I would celebrate the launch of the book, and some of the songs are somewhat relevant to the content of the book, which, of course, you can find at amomentintimenovel.com. Some authors, when they write, they have a playlist that they use to write, and they have certain songs that they like to write to, and certain songs that they would like to have in the background when they are writing. Now, I didn't necessarily do that. I used whatever was around me at the time. So this week, what I thought that I would do is that I would go to Ariel Publicity, and I would have a look through their extensive list of artists, and I found these songs by these artists, and the titles of the songs are somewhat relevant to the content of the book. The book, of course, you can get electronically, or you can get the print version as well. So there won't be a lot of talking from me about the artist this week, or a lot of promos, because we have 21 songs coming up. So enjoy. I'll be back every so often to tell you about the artist and the song title in brief, but you can go to the show notes at urkfm.com if you want to find out more about these artists. We've got a wide range of music, and we're about to kick it off now with Holly Long and this song called Summertime in Your Eyes. Somewhat appropriate here in Australia, considering that A Moment in Time is set on the 1st of April 2010. All of the events in A Moment in Time happen on that particular date. So Holly Long is from Venice in California. She's been compared to Annie Lennox, Carly Simon, Sarah McLachlan, Joni Mitchell, and so we're about to hear from her now. This is Holly Long, Summertime in Your Eyes. Thank you very much. Foundry Road.
Speak. summertime in your eyes whenever we
Channel Oak presents. A moment in time.
It's time. After many hours of tapping onto an iPhone, A Moment in Time is now available in print. Follow the lives of a group of Sydney women working in male-dominated industries in various stages of their careers. Most people know that they will go home safely at the end of the day. However, for Caroline, Leela, Nicole, Natalie, Renee, and Katrina, they cannot be so sure. They have to have trust in their partners and have faith in their training and equipment. A bit of good luck and cunning wouldn't go astray either if they want to go home alive at the end of their shifts. A Moment in Time is now available in print and as an ebook. For more information and to purchase the novel, visit www.amomentintimenovel.com.
Thank you. please take my advice and hold yourself accountable. I'm always polite, but most just don't seem to care for it. You could be my relief. Won't you hold we'll be right back.
Considering that the book is based in Sydney and is mainly dedicated to women, it seemed appropriate that if there was a song called Girlfriend that I included. And that song indeed, as you may have been able to figure out, was called Girlfriend by Icky's Ego. We have had them on IRC FM before, and they are from LA in California. That was Icky's Ego, and prior to Icky's Ego, we heard from Brony, who is from Melbourne, with his song Hold My Hand. And that song, and Girlfriend, and the one before it, also I Wish I Was Alive by Kelly Green, screens out for soundtrack material. And we've also had Kelly Green on IRC FM before as well, and she's from New York. And before Kelly, we heard from Heather Scott with her instrumental tune, which was called Summertime, and Heather is from Missouri. So, as I said, we're going to keep the chitter-chatter to an absolute minimum, and we're going to continue on with our next lot of songs. And the song that we're going to feature next is called Today by Second Dan. Now, if I remember Second Dan correctly, we've had Second Dan on IRC FM before as well. And one of their people, indeed the lead singer from Second Dan, if I remember, was originally born here in Australia, in Melbourne, and currently calls New York home. So let's continue Second Dan with Today, which seems quite relevant because a moment in time is set on the one day, April 1st, 2010. Thank you, Foundry Road.
Lock me up before I leave.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Leave me astray. Never knew to learn, but ever feel it. give it if she gets too much. I know, but baby, I never really cry for you. When the closeness goes and you grow apart, you gotta get right back into the start. Oh, now, but baby, I never really cry for you. Oh, baby, I never really cry for you. Oh, baby, I never really cry for you. Oh, baby, I never really cry for you.
Simon.
I'm Scott.
And I'm Explain. And we are
Foundry Road.
And you can find us at
foundryroad.com.
And you're listening to
Oak FM.
Yeah.
everything that breathes, everything that breathes.
Blood of the human race. no jobs, no homes, and I'm so alone. And I don't like this place I see as I look around me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're listening to episode 130 of ERK FM, the unofficial soundtrack for my debut novel, A Moment in Time. Now, very, very relevant to the novel is that particular song, Subway Gospel by Alyssa Angelica James, and we've featured that song on ERK FM before. She's from California, and that song, wow, awesome song. Prior to that, we heard from Leslie DeNicola, and she comes to us from New York, and the song that you heard from Leslie was called Lay Me Down. The epically long track before that we heard from Skeleton. We heard the song was called Skeleton Bones by John Mark McMillan, and he's from North Carolina. And so that was an epic song. Also making a return to IRC FM was Simon Fagan with his song Never Really Cried, and Simon is from Ireland, so a little bit of a different location there. Normally when we have a lot of songs from Juice Management and Promotion, a lot of the artists come from the UK and thereabouts, but on this particular episode it's a bit reversed. So that's Simon Fagan from Ireland. And prior to Simon, we heard from Neon Legion, and they've got a wide range of locations where their band members are from: New York, Buenos Aires, Frankfurt, and Toronto. Presumably Toronto, Canada, not Toronto near Newcastle, near Sydney. And the song that we heard from Neon Legion was called Eyes. And if you've seen the front cover for the book A Moment in Time, you'll know why I picked that song. My friend Thorium Girl did an absolute awesome job with the cover. If you haven't seen it, check out the show notes, and also just have a look at the cover and just gaze at it for a while, because yeah, I basically had the idea, but the execution, wow, that's all I can say. We're going to continue on with someone else who has been on IRC FM before, and we're about to hear from Mike Stout, and Mike is from Pittsburgh, and the song that we're about to hear from Mike, which is very relevant, the song before was about trains and subways, and there's trains and subways in the book, and there's also some stories about some cops, and the song you're about to hear from Mike Stout is called We Are the Cops of the World. Thank you, Foundry Road.
Nothing left, just back. Only 6 miles of bad road and blue sky. If you get there fast, you won't feel his breath. You won't catch his eye. And I'll count the time and I'll watch the days till he makes you fly. Oh, oh, only 3 feet of shallow water between you and I. Cold as empty heat, but it's just enough to make sure that I. And if you swim to the edge of things where the earth meets the sky.
Mummy?
Yes, dear?
Mummy, I think I've just been bitten.
Bitten?
Yes, Mummy. I think I've been bitten by UrkFM. Oh, my God.
Forget their songs while they close their ears and hold their tongues. When the men are gone, speak. Oh, you're pretty do we mark the earth as you mark the time? Oh, you look at us as if we are nothing. Maybe we are the brave, but I know she'll never say. Maybe we are the brave. Dark man on Yumare Road. He speaks the native tongue none of us knows. And of all your men, all their deeds, he never speak a word of his to me. Maybe we are the brave, but I know she'll never say. Maybe we are the brave. A black dog at the side of the road, and he'll follow me when I go.
Nothing.
This book is about women, and it's about heroes, even though they might not necessarily regard themselves as heroes. The women in this book do a lot of things that most people, male or female, wouldn't necessarily do. That song was indeed called Hero, and it was by Annie Fitzgerald. Now, Annie comes to us from Brooklyn in New York, and she's been described as being compared to people like Nora Jones and Sarah McLachlan, and you can definitely tell why. Before that, we had a double play for Jordan Rain, who has been on the show before and has been interviewed on IRC FM episode 115. Jordan's a Kiwi, but she's currently calling Germany home, and she's an industrial folk musician who uses 19th century factory noises, steam sounds, and Celtic melody to tell folk tales in a new way. And you would think that I'd ask Jordan to write those tunes specifically for the book, but I haven't. The first song you heard was called Proximity of Death, and also we heard from The Brave. Prior to Jordan, we heard from Sound of Surrender with their song Ambulance Anxiety, which has appeared on IRC FM before as well, and they are from San Diego in California. And prior to that, we heard from Indofin from Austin, Texas, who have been compared with people like Nirvana and the Beatles and Sublime, and their song that we heard was called Blue Light. Blue Light for the Police, of course. We're going to continue now, and we are going to indeed let the artist do the talking. I had to look at the song title very carefully because I thought, Girls Gone Wild? What? And indeed, it's not called Girls Gone Wild at all. It is called Girls Gone World. Thank you, Foundry Road.
Hi, this is Manisha Shahane, and I hope you enjoy this new song.
हमारी दुनिया में आपका स्वागत
the worldly lies we leave behind. This is the place that always seems to be better than where you have been. This one comes from a sunrise in Edo State, Nigeria, a new Benin city horizon. This music will chronicle the brilliant potential of us. This moment magnifying the larger universe beyond this one voice. We will speak of planets orbiting suns and galaxies becoming one. Gravity will find us back on Earth in the morning. History will remember this. Us on the edge of everything like this. Dancing closer to these notes and rhythms so brilliant, so glorious.
I thought I saw you there. face down in the water. They'll find.
And of course, at the end of every episode and at the end of every book, there is the end. How does a moment in time end? Well, you'll have to wait and find out. You can either buy the print version, buy the electronic version, or coming later this year, starting on the 1st of April, you'll have the podcast version. For more information about the book itself, you can go to amomentintimenovel.com. Links, of course, on the show notes. So, wow, this has been absolutely epic. Who have we heard from in that last little bit? We have heard from... the last person we heard from was Mike Rutka with the song How the Story Ends. And Mike comes to us from Saratoga Springs in New York, and he's been compared to R.E.M., Counting Crows, Tom Petty and Jack Johnson. Prior to Mike, we heard from Jane Lowe, and she comes to us from California. Seems to split her time between San Francisco and Los Angeles. And I know I have played her on Amp New Music Weekly before. She's been compared to Nora Jones, and that's a fair comparison there. The song that we heard from Jane was called Goodnight Company. And of course, all the action on A Moment in Time takes place on the one day, written from various points of view. Prior to that, we heard from The Famous with their song Come Home to Me, and all the major characters in the book want to come home at the end of the day. And the song that we heard before that was Girls Gone Wild by Manisha Sharanay, and of course her and all of the artists today come courtesy of Ariel Publicity. Hope you've enjoyed the show. We've heard from many, many artists, including Holly Long, Heather Scott, Kelly Green, Brony, Icky's Ego, Second Dan, Neon Legion, Simon Fagan, John Mark McMillan, Leslie DiNicola, Alyssa Angelica James, Mike Stout, Indofin, Sound of Surrender, Jordan Rain Times 2, Annie Fitzgerald, Manisha Tanadra, The Famous, Jan Hui, and Mark Rodka. All the music comes courtesy today of Ariel Publicity and is used with permission under the agreements between myself and that particular company. Other companies include Juice Management and Promotion, SGC Media, who are drying themselves out after the Queensland floods, PodSafe Music Network, Airplay Direct, and many others. This episode is licensed under a Creative Commons license registered in Australia. Don't forget to check out the other shows across Channel IRC, including Blast from the Past, Judy's Blast FM, and IRC Pod, each and every week here, channelirc.com. And also check out other music podcasts, including those from the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org. Don't forget, if you're listening to this in real time or pretty close to real time and you are in Sydney and you like metal, there will be a 3-day fundraiser for the Queensland flood victims Friday the 3rd, Saturday the 4th and Sunday the 5th of February at the Lucky Australian Hotel at St Mary's, with many awesome metal acts, including Foundry Road, who we can hear on the background there. Check out Very Live Entertainment on Facebook for more information, and you will see me there, and you will possibly, hopefully, see me there with an extra 7 inches or so. So until next week, I'm Erk. Thank you very much for listening. I know it's been an epic episode with lots of music, and I hope that you support me and get yourself a copy of A Moment in Time. It's definitely been a lot of fun putting this episode together and trying to have the music match the book somewhat. Till next week, thank you everyone for listening. Thank you, Foundry Road. I'm Erk. This is Erk FM. Good night, Interweb.